Thief and the Cosmos was the title of a seminar held in the Vatican today as part of the ongoing initiatives to celebrate the International Year of Astronomy. Organised jointly by the Vatican Observatory and the Pontifical Council for Culture, the speakers at the seminar discussed topics covering biblical cosmology and the vastness of the cosmos. The seminar was held in conjunction with a week-long conference on astronomy, organised by the Vatican Observatory in honour of the International Year of Astronomy. Among the speakers at the seminar was Father George Coyne, Director Emeritus of the Vatican Observatory, who delivered an address entitled Life in the Universe So Marvellous, So Many Questions. He shared with me some of his insights into this fascinating topic.
I would say my scientific knowledge of the cosmos helps to enrich my faith. And the reason I say that is because I don't think that my scientific knowledge is any different from the scientific knowledge of one who does not have the faith. The faith does not help us to do our science any better, because science is a very strict methodology, and a scientist follows that same methodology, whether he's a believer or a non-believer. However, the other way around is the most important way to look at things, I think. I'm both a scientist and I am a religious believer, obviously. When I do my science, I come to certain scientific conclusions, and that's it. I come to a knowledge that the universe is expanding and evolving in its evolution. Life came to be. We came to be. I can ask all kinds of scientific questions as to how we came to be, and I get at least tentative scientific answers. But then when I get them, that's very limited knowledge. And any scientist who really knows science will admit that our scientific knowledge is very limited. I'm not just a walking brain, a walking scientist, let's say. I have emotional experiences. I like music. I like art. I like some people better than others and all of this kind of thing. In addition to those wide human experiences, one is that I truly believe that God created the universe that I am investigating as a scientist. So why don't I, as a religious believer, say what kind of God would make a universe as I know the universe from science? Does it help me to understand a God who I believe created the universe? And indeed, it does. It certainly very much enriches my faith, because I see a universe that God is marvelous in creating this universe. He didn't create a washing machine.
You talked about our marvelous universe, and I know that your intervention at this symposium was entitled Life in the Universe, So Marvelous, So Many Questions. When you first began your studies as an astronomer, what were for you the most pressing of these many questions about our marvelous universe?
Well, the direct questions I had in my, many, many years ago when I first started doing research was simply to answer certain questions about double stars, binary stars that are going around one another. So that's just a little piece of the universe. But as my research went on and I was able to build up a bigger picture of the universe as a whole, it does become marvelous. I mean, most scientists before this vast universe, even though most of us are studying just a part of it, marvel at the immensity of the universe, at the beauty of the universe, at the complexity of the universe, and at the fact that we are part of the universe we're investigating. So when I come to reflect the return upon God, God did not make a universe predetermined, so to speak. He made a universe that has a creativity and a dynamism of its own through the evolutionary process. And of course, we share very much in that. As best we know, we're probably the most creative things in the universe, we human beings, as far as we know scientifically. So what I'm saying is it enriches my knowledge of God the Creator as one who put a universe out there, so to speak, and with tender, loving care is helping it to evolve. But this God is not predetermining everything that will happen. He has shared with the universe his or her own creativity. That's the brief message I have.
It seems we can't talk about faith and astronomy without people bringing up questions about past conflicts or tensions between religious faith and science, e.g. the Church's Inquisition of Galileo. Do you believe there is always likely to be a certain amount of tension between the two?
Oh, I believe there is. By the very nature of the two, there will always be a certain amount of tension. But that's a creative tension. That's a good tension, provided that both the culture of science and the culture of religious faith have respect for these diverse cultures and many other aspects of human culture, that there is a respectful dialogue, not a kind of a domineering, a dictating, autocratic kind of attitude, but an open dialogue. And certainly now, in our times, this is very true, from both, so to speak, sides of the fence. I mean, science in general depends on the particular scientist, of course, but there are many more scientists, I would say, who are sincerely interested in the dialogue. And certainly the Catholic Church has opened itself very much, certainly from the beginning of the papacy of John Paul II and into the current papacy, opened itself to a dialogue with science. Because the troubles that have occurred when they're studied with a certain degree of historical accuracy, it always comes, the troubles arose through ignorance on one side or the other, and most frequently on both. And if we can dialogue so that we kind of remove that ignorance, I think the tension itself will always be there, but it will be a creative tension. It will help all of us grow more in our knowledge of the universe and our respect for one another, and if we're believers, in our search to deepen our faith.
I was talking to Father George Coyne, priest and astronomer, and president of the Vatican Observatory Foundation and director emeritus of the Vatican Observatory.